Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a very special episode of Uncanny Treks, where we nostalgically revisit our time with Jonathan Hickman's Fantastic Four run. That's right, we're covering the John Hickman Sanford Green Doom one-shot that dropped on Wednesday. I'm Bob in Cascadia. That's Matt in the Southland. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
Man, Bob, it was a giant-sized Doom, and there was a giant-sized Doom in the issue, so I was excited.
Yeah, it lived up to its giant-sized Doom name. So, Matt, it's written by Hickman, or I guess maybe more co-plotted and scripted by Hickman. We know Hickman. We love Hickman. But then it's penciled and co-plotted by Sanford Green. Do you know him?
I don't have a clue who that is, Bob.
He's a great artist. I believe he's from South Carolina. Black dude. Has a really fun, cartoony art style. I really like his run as the penciler on David Walker's Luke Cage and Iron Fist from maybe about 5-7 years ago. That was a really good comic.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with his work, but it was great in this issue.
And a lot of times I think he draws more grounded cartoony stuff. So him going very cosmic-y and very event comic-y for this was an interesting departure.
He has some very interesting ways of showing the fighting scenes and how a lot of the big battles take place. I enjoyed it. We'll talk about it as we go through.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. So, Matt, to open up, were you surprised that it was our dear Valeria from Hickman's Fantastic Four run rescuing Doom, or that she was talking to Herbie the computer?
I mean, we know Valeria and Uncle Doom have that strong connection from the Hickman run, so it didn't really surprise me that much to see her the one rescuing Doom or trying to get Doom to be central to her plan. Now, Herbie, on the other hand, he, to me, is just seems he's some other Iron Man AI at this point. He's just somebody that talks to her and is in her head. I was more concerned at this point, though, when I first started the issue, of like, where is Franklin?
Well, and we do see him later on the splash page with the Future Foundation, right?
I think we do. Yeah, he is. Is that him or is that someone else? Because I get a lot of Future Foundation kids look the same to me.
Yeah, that's a concern.
I think you're right. Sometimes I think it's a Power Pack kid, and sometimes I think it's Franklin, or it could be Bentley 13.
Page 17. I think it's Franklin and Val are at the bottom of the panel in between Reed and Ben.
Forgive me if I'm wrong. Okay, that's Franklin as a child. Franklin as an adult.
Yeah, he makes Galactus his herald.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's some detail I missed, but I think the safest assumption would just be that poor Franklin gets killed along with the other heroes,
yeah.
And it's just pretty grim. And so, as grim as the comic is, in some ways, it didn't want to go that grim, and so it just downplays it.
They didn't want Galactus being a child murderer.
Matt, on a lighter note, did you like Val having the same helmet look that her dad and Xavier do in Hickman comics?
Okay, I didn't catch that at first. I thought it was a spacesuit or something, but it is a very nice detail. I think that's the next step in human machine evolution, even for us, Bob. All of us are going to be walking around with those helmets on, stuck on our social media, everyone except for you.
Except for me, Matt. Except for me. For page 10 and 11 of this, I was wondering if maybe the joke title for this that Hickman put on the script was Galactus Gone Wild.
Yeah, I have to admit that I've never seen an issue or comic where Galactus destroys everything. I mean, everything. I mean, he kills all the heroes I recognize and even the ones I don't. He just strikes out alien races on an entire page. I mean, whole alien races just gone all dead. And then he starts sparring with Celestials towards the end. I mean, this is cosmic level going on here.
So, Matt, what you're saying is that you've seen Hungry Galactus?
No, Bob, I've seen Hangry Galactus, Bob. Yeah, I have very, very Hangry Galactus, and it's on page 13. Perfect illustration, man, of Hangry Galactus.
There's a lot of great Galactus drawings on this. So you get Hangry Galactus on, I think it might be 14 for me, but then So on page 17, we get the first of several splash pages, right? And this one's a double page splash, and it's sectioned in a cool way where you have the top left third is the X-Men, the middle third is the Avengers, and then the the top right third drawn on page 17, not like your favorite character, but just the way, you know,
the way they're
what
drawn.
Was your favorite drawing?
I like the Colossus with his beard, with the where Submariner is. It looks like that's a separate, I thought it was strange looking at first. It's almost like he's Batman, just not used to seeing that.
Yeah, usually you see, I think we see one Power Thor leading Neil. He's one of Pat Kidd's, but he could be Bentley 23. But I think you're right, Supermanning, and that's just a really funny pose for Dragon Man to be like Superman.
You don't get to see them slaughtered, but you know they were there.
And then 17, not like your favorite, but just the way, you know,
the way they're
what
drawn.
Was your favorite drawing?
I like the with his beard. Colossus with a beard is fancy. I love that. Colossus always needs a...
Yeah.
And then Thor is drawn in this awkward position that I thought it was strange looking at first. It's almost like he's jumping like Batman. Just not used to seeing that.
Yeah, usually you see Mjolnir like lead Thor, and here it's like Thor leading Mjolnir. It's interesting.
Yeah. What about Bob?
Oh, man. I Dragon Man because he's like Supermanning, and that's just a really funny pose for Dragon Man to be like Supermanning.
Well, then, Bob, we're rewarded with yet another splash page with all kinds of heroes. Once again, different characters from the previous.
Yeah, and do you want to...
Daffy Duck, it's ridiculous to see him there. Yeah. But you know he's a Marvel mainstay.
Like, worth noting.
Yeah, there's like a big fight going on in the center. But then you have these like little square things that were like zoomed in on the... I recognized all these characters, except for one of each one. I think that's the best way I can describe it. Or like little monitors almost of little people.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. I think on this page, my favorite drawing might be a girl and Devil Dinosaur in one of these panels. And you're kind of like clutching on to Devil Dinosaur's head. It's a very cool image. Yeah,
my favorite is Howard the Duck acting like he's going to do something. I mean, he looks like... Howard the Duck is so like Daffy Duck. It's ridiculous to see him there.
Yeah.
But you know he's a Marvel mainstay. He exists. We're okay with him. He's there. But
I like that he's got his tongue out. That's very funny. Tongue.
I recognized all these characters except for one. Who is the... Let me go get my comic. Hold on. I recognized him, so I get... Okay, Bob, I'm back. Let's see. Miss Marvel, where are you?
Where it's to page divide would be a little to the left, above She-Hulk.
Above She-Hulk.
Below Miles Morales.
Oh, Miss Marvel, here we go.
Below Galactus's mouth.
The guy with a stretchy arm. I've read from this. See, I can't remember the character's name, but I've seen him before.
Might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's Machine Man.
Yes. Okay. I've seen this guy before. Like I recognized him, so I gave myself credit for that one. So I was like, I know, seen them in something because I remember the arms and the way the head looks and everything. Yeah.
I'm sure about. Do you know? Is that Speedball above Thor's forearm?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, okay.
Yes, that is Speedball right there. Yep. And there's Sunfire over there on the right, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the upper corner there. Taskmaster. Man-Thing. Captain Britain.
Oh, you know, are you sure? That I think above... Are you saying...
No, above Sunfire. That face. Oh, face, yeah.
No. That's North Star's sister.
Oh, the arm. I didn't even see the arm.
Yeah,
sorry. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you artist drawing all these characters, sticking the arms in random-ass places.
And then I think, I'm not totally sure, above Taskmaster, is that Jocasta?
Yeah.
Okay, the android from the Avengers who have not read much.
That's
in.
Jocasta. And then,
do you like a Jubilee's got the bubblegum popping?
Yeah, of course, Bob. She has to have the bubblegum popping. She's about to die.
More, I think it's Monica Rambeau.
Yeah, that's Monica Rambeau.
It doesn't look like how the Human Torch's flame is usually drawn.
I'm assuming that is the Human Torch characters. There's not a discerning.
Where's the flaming dude at?
Right about Miles Morales.
That's hard to say.
That could be a number of people.
the black flame is Sunspot.
Yeah.
Then would be Human Torch. Maybe that would be... Oh, that's hard to say.
Yeah, you can't tell. I love the blade. The blade is drawn really well over in the left hand.
John, yeah, great. You know, it actually might be Frankie Ray, Nova, that kind of female torch.
Yeah.
Because I think I think that's, it doesn't look like Hal the Torch. It does look like, I think.
You also got Ghost Rider there, but I can't tell. If you look really close in front of Gamora, you can see my man Raza about to hit Galactus with, right, there's a car.
It's really cool, man. Props to Green. He drew the crap out of this.
Yeah, like a poster of this would be fantastic.
No, that's really cool, man. I am on the left side. You got Shang-Chi. I always like to see Shang-Chi.
Yeah, it's always good to include Shang-Chi in there, even though his movie bombed.
Poor guy. Yeah. Poor guy. All right, Matt, what's up next?
So, hold on, where are we at? Oh,
yeah, on page 20, what's maybe my favorite line of the entire comic, which is Valeria talking to Doom, and it's like, oh, you know me, Uncle. I was never seduced by the short-term satisfaction. I've been more interested in survival, just like you. To which Doom replies, no, Valeria. Doom does not.
Doom always endures. And we learned that in the previous run.
He does. I think this is the last time we're going to play, like, pick a favorite character on the splash. It might characters going at Galactus, so you see some Guardians of the Galaxy, Guard, the Inhumans, the Starjammers. She's drawn a little smaller, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. Where's damn name? If you Raza. Look, yeah, if you look front of, you can see my man Raza there.
Yeah, you'll yeah. love to see it.
They yeah. even, you see it? It kind of looks like yeah, smoke, but yeah. it's his hair.
It's his hair, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that's really cool, man. I really like Beta Ray Bill, also known as Horse Thor, and
Franklin, future Franklin, should have been part of this lineup, but I don't see him.
Yeah, Ray Bill's head, and he's about to bring it down on Galactus. It's so cool.
And you've also got all the Inhumans on this page. You've got all the Guardians of the Galaxy. Who else? There's Corsair and the Starjammers.
Not all of them, because you have a few of the more overpowered Guardians on a later page.
Well, yeah, but you got the movie.
The more iconic ones.
Yeah, you got all the ones from the film that people actually know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that Lorandra flying by his hand, looking towards, if he's, Gladys is looking his right side, next to Star-Lord. Is that Lorandra flying?
Oh, yeah. It might be Lalandra, but it also might be the new Empress of the Shi'ar, who's Lalandra and Charles's daughter, whose name I forget.
Spoiler, Duncan.
That the thin blade coming down on the bottom.
Yeah, you got to have the thin blade at the bottom. This one too, jeez.
I like my man right above Raza. We got my man Karnak going. Yeah, Raza's going with his rapiers, but Karnak's just going with his bare hands.
Smell it thing.
Yeah. Hey, man, he sees the flaw in everything. Yeah. Oh, man, that's very cool. On page 22, we have his former heralds and the Kree and the Skrull. And then we have some of the more overpowered Guardians of the Galaxy page. That's Cosmic Ghost Rider.
I had no clue. You got to have the fin blade at the bottom, Bob. How else is he going to catch the air in space?
Exactly. Exactly. It's a very important part to his whole cosmic surfing thing, man.
You've got Ronan the Accuser down there with his big ass mallet thing. You got he's going up against gods. And
yeah. Galactus already basically is God, and yeah, it's God.
That was stupid. Terax, that axe, yeah. That's Dormammu, right? Is that who I'm seeing?
Or
is
I don't that think Firehead guy? Oh, that's Cosmic Ghost Rider, aka
Back to the Future style type stuff. Yeah,
context.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look amazing, but at the same time, it's like just to put it on, he has to drink Super Soldier Serum mixed with Celestial Blood. That alone is like some crazy shit right there. And armor's made of Uru, which is what Thor's hammer's made of, right?
Yep, that's right.
And what Thor's hammer's made of, right?
Yep, that's right.
And it comes from the heart, and that armor, that type of. That type of metal comes from the heart of a dying star. So, you know,
that's where Odin and the dwarves get it from, baby.
You got vibranium, which we all know is the best metal you can get.
He didn't show up in the Fantastic Four run, right? The Hickman run that we read?
Right, which is why I have no clue who they were. When I got to this part of the comic, I was lost. I'm like, I don't know who these people are, but they seem like they're pretty powerful. So
I might be wrong, but I think it's three different multiversal versions of the same guy.
They're pretty powerful. So
I might be wrong, but I think it's three different multiversal versions of the same guy. And he does show up in the Hickman Avengers run.
This is going to be
like, Galactus already basically is God, and yeah, it's God versus God.
Yeah. I'm at the point in the Celestials standing in the middle of San Francisco on top of like the blood samples that the X Club collected when they went back in the future, you know, Back to the Future style type stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have to ask you at the run, and Gillen does some interesting things with it in his Uncanny run. But that said, it might be a couple of these, it might be all of these, it might be none of these. But you could see the captions at the end as Doom talking a little, but he doesn't really resolve it, if I'm remembering correctly. And there was a Eternals miniseries around that same time, but honestly, the first issue was so boring, I didn't keep going.
And there's like this one Celestial in the center here in this picture who's like sticking his hands out like come at me, bro. I like that guy. These guys have names, I'm sure. I'm just going to call them Celestials.
They do have names, but I don't. So you've hit the. I can never remember Celestial names.
Yeah. So I was good to get the Celestials part. Now, Bob, in a minute.
We have the big splash page on 25. Cool gag that the top panel on 26 is the Celestial doing that. It's a really cool transition.
It's like you're going to. Of course, he pretty much tears them up. And goes after their machine, which the universe killer, which I don't know you would make a machine like that, but whatever.
Sometimes on page 29, if I'm understanding this correctly, and I may not be, three different multiversal versions of. And but he doesn't. Hickman is very good at writing. Right. The Hickman run that we read.
Right.
He did it in, if I remember the last, it's retract.
Powerful. So
I might be wrong, but I think it's three different multiversal versions of the same guy. And he does show up Hickman Avengers run, if we read that. And he's important but minor in that run, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I had no clue who this guy was. But is he more powerful than the Celestials, or is he just...
Well, I think I might be wrong about this, but I think the Celestials have more raw. But I think Molecule Man, Franklin, it's not looking super likely human. So I wanted to ask you at the end, Matt, and by Galactus, I mean, Joe Biden, be sure how to take them, like a couple of these, it might be all of these, it might be none of these, but you could see.
I will say, Bob, I agree with you. Hickman does write these like epic cosmic stories so well. Like he doesn't waste time showing you everything that happens in full detail, which is okay because he leaves some of it up to like interpretation. It gives you kind of a chance to
just thinking right before he. It could be an omniscient narrator, or it could be Val thinking about betraying her. I'm not how to take
so
it.
The way I he doesn't do that. Yeah. He just implies, yeah, this is what happened. Galactus murdered all of them. You know,
yeah.
You just skip and you can fill in the blanks in your own mind. Some writers just go into so like little details.
You think it's just him talking to himself and not him talking to Valeria?
Yes, and he of course speaks in the in the third person, referring to himself. These are the last words. I think that's amazing to be able to tell that kind of story. I don't think he's actually saying these words.
Yeah,
it'd be like a voiceover if this was a movie.
Yeah. But he is using a lot of second person, which doesn't mean he's not talking to himself, but maybe he is talking to Valeria, but it doesn't necessarily mean that for sure.
Though. Yeah, I don't know, but regardless, pretty strong words here, Bob.
pretty strong words.
Quite the cosmic tale.
Jesus. Yeah, I really do think like Hickman is very good at writing these like open-ended endings that are still very emotional. Like he did it in Inferno too. Like if I remember the last lines of Inferno, Hickman's need to show, explain, diagram versus willing to skip over and just kind of beat the FF run, like both this and Inferno. But I don't know. There also, it does seem to be something about like, you know, there's a pun in the name that it's about Dr. Doom, but it's also facing death, facing the end. And I don't know. It hits me a lot. I don't know. His Gods miniseries, which I was really looking forward to, or I don't know, it's just that, you know, the world is worse 10 years later, but I, you know, and it, yeah, it's not looking super likely humans are going to survive this century, so I don't know.
Galactus is going to eat us.
And by Galactus, I mean Joe Biden in a senile fit is going to launch nuclear weapons, or Trump in a senile fit rage is going to weapons.
Well, I will say, Bob, I agree with you. Hickman does write these like epic cosmic stories so well. Like he doesn't waste time showing you everything that happens in full detail, which is okay because he interpretation. It gives you kind of a chance to fill in like the missing pieces, like all these battles that, you know, you could have gone into detail with some of that kind of stuff and shown, you know, the X-Men getting slayed one by one, or, you know, he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
He just implies, yeah, this is what happened. Galactus murdered all of them, you know?
Yeah.
You just skip and you can fill in the blanks in your own mind. Some writers just go into so like little details. He kind of just tells you how the universe is going to. When I was, you know, in my teens, completely at that pace, and really make it
happen. Matt, did you want to hit us with your favorite page and line?
Yeah, my favorite page is definitely that splash page of page 18. Like I said, we could turn it into a poster. Just those panels that are zoomed in on those characters' faces and their expressions, you know.
Like Hickman's need to show, explain.
While they think they're going to have this epic battle and defeat Galactus.
It is a really interesting tension, and it's what I like a lot.
That's why Hickman is so successful with his writing.
Yeah, and I will say this also, I kind of started to worry about Hickman a little, just because recent Marvel projects, Spider-Man yet, but his Gods miniseries, which I was really looking forward to, and then the Ultimate Invasion miniseries. I just didn't really dig either of them. I think I only did like two issues of Gods. I'll someday read the whole thing. Maybe my opinion will change or I'll appreciate it. Invasion weren't really doing it for me. And be like, yeah, no.
That'd be great. Bob, I would rank this below Hickman's FF, but above Werewolf by Night. I mean, but there's not. I
would call like straight up bad. I would just, Gods was just, I don't know, maybe Gods was the closest, really, to
Belt.
Although, with your favorite page.
That's Galactus, whereas with the FF, I mean, you're getting all those characters, all those different things going on. It's just, there's a lot more involvement to it. They're going to have this epic battle and defeat Galactus. I mean, you know they have no chance in hell. Like, it's...
all right.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Like, this is not a very good ranking right now. We need to get a couple more episodes under our belt.
Yeah, I'm willing... Yeah, well, that's the sad thing about it. If we do Hickman's Adventures next, it's going to be
just rank Hickman's
gonna be the all Hickman list. I'll go with you. Although a part of me wants to say that I appreciate the concentration of Doom a little more than I do of Hickman's Fantastic Four run, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
but I think you're right that even though the concentration is an advantage, there is just so much more going on in Fantastic Four by Hickman. So we'll put Sanford Green and John Hickman.
Well, and the only thing to this too is the only real characterization you're getting here, or character development you're getting, is Doom and Valyria, and kind of Galactus. Whereas with the FF, I mean, you're getting all those characters, all those different things going on. It's just there's a lot more involvement to it.
I do like that we have two one shots on here. We have Werewolf by Night and Doom. Marvel should keep putting out these one shots. I'm enjoying them.
Oh yeah, I think it's nice to get an entire story in one issue, as opposed to having to collect and keep on and go week to week.
Yeah. Well, and that's also like, I feel like it's just hard to be a comics review podcast because my impulse is I really want to review these things when they're done. So you can actually say things about how they've evolved. Right.
Right.
But I feel like the impulse in comics media is so much you talk about them when they start and then you just don't talk about them after the second issue.
Yeah, and that's not very good coverage. You know what I mean?
yeah. Oh well. Are you still leaning to us doing the John Hickman Avengers as the kind of lead up to the Avengers Alien crossover?
Yeah, sure. That sounds great.
All right. Cool. So much Hickman, but yeah, I mean, when else is it going to make sense to do his Avengers run with this Alien thing coming out? All right, well, this has been Uncanny Treks, covering the one-shot Doom by Sanford Green and John Hickman. Great comic. Really love to see these two guys cooking. I'm Bob in Cascadia. That's Matt in the Southland. Have a good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening.